when approaching the mitzvah of tzedakah. So we know that tzedakah, pretty much the time immemorial, Klal Yisrael, we have had it as a fundamental part of our essence, even at times when we really didn't have much, times when Klal Yisrael overall was suffering in very difficult positions. Tzedakah has always been part and parcel of who we are. We've always been there for each other. You know, Klal Yisrael is called Rachmanim Bnei Rachmanim. Rashi points out, we're not, you know, the word with a nun in it, as opposed to calling us Rachmim, Merachmim, we are Rachmanim. Rashi Sharnadchon says the nun indicates when something's integrally part of someone's nature. A Sharnadchon is something whose nature is to do damage, not just someone who incidentally does damage. Rachmanim, by extension, would be that we're not just people who are Merachim, we are people who are, we're wired to be Merachim, we are, that's who we are, that's our essence of who we are. Now, that said, what exactly is the function of the mitzvah of tzedakah? We know we're supposed to here to help each other out, we're supposed to help each other, we're supposed to be there for each other. Why is the system set up that way? There are always people in society, we've never cured any issue. You know, poverty is always an issue, needs are always an issue, and set up that way from Beri Deris to straight on into the future, it's always set up that way. So Gemara says, Tanya, your mayor, Omer, Yeshad Baal Din, Lahaz Shivcha, Vallay Malacha, Imlakechem, Ayva Niemu, Prema Inam Afarnason, Amarloik, Deshinizel, Anu Behen, Minishal Gehenim. A person could theoretically ask, because Baruch Hu really likes Aniyim, and he wants them taken care of, so why do you make them poor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of them, no problem. There are plenty of people who are Matzliach in business and plenty who are not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it all be Matzliach, they'd all make money. Why did he tell us, you know, these people are going to be poor, and you have to take care of them? And the mayor says that the truth of that is, to save us from Gehenim. So what does that mean? So the classic way of understanding what the mayor said is, it's true, that Aniyim, in their own right, don't necessarily have a reason why they have to be poor, they have their own din v'cheshbon. But the structure doesn't have to be that way. The reason why the structure is set up that way is for us. We have to develop ourselves into better people. We have to develop ourselves to fine-tune ourselves. We have to become caring people. When someone comes to our door, that's an opportunity for us to become a rachamim. And that being the case, the whole system is not really, you know, it's not, in a certain sense, it's not so much a tzarich of the ami. It's a tzarich of the person who has the money. He has the wherewithal to improve himself, because Baruch is presenting him with an opportunity to better himself. That being the case, when someone comes to your door, and he knocks on your door and he asks for a favor, if you just, you know, send him off and give him a donation without treating him properly, essentially you've missed the opportunity to become a better person, and it's defeating the whole purpose. That's one perspective. There is another perspective that the Sefer Chinuch says, and that is that Kadosh Baruch Hu created anius, the fact that people should have to come on to others to save the poor person, the person who's needy, from Dina Shel Gehenim. And that is, many of us, we all do, we have mitzvahs and we have averus. And there are times that we have to pay a price for what we did. And if we wait till Lacher Misa, the Din V'Cheshbon, it's going to be a pretty steep price to pay. Because Baruch Hu says, I'll make you come have whatever needs you have, be it money, be it other needs. Coming on to somebody else can be a terrible embarrassment, it can be a tremendous busha. The fact that we come on to other people is a mechanism for us to pay off our bills down here. In other words, in this explanation, it would also be a benefit to the Ani himself. His coming around would clear his slate from having to pay the bill upstairs. Along those lines, just point out that our Chashulchan says that he has a Kabbalah B'yadai, that anybody who is Isaac and gathering money for Aniyim, anybody who volunteers to serve as a Gavai Tzedakah, he is saving himself and his daughters from ever having to go around and collecting all of Tzedakah. Now, that could just be the Shein Nezach, the Schar, the fact that you go around and help other people, you helped out. But if you go along these lines of Sefer Chinuch, it's very understandable. The reason why you have to go around in the first place, why Kadosh Baruch Hu made people needy, is to have them suffer the embarrassment to clear the slate. The person serves as a Gavai Tzedakah, and he endures the embarrassment. He endures all that goes along with collecting Tzedakah. He's not poor, but he's suffering the price of being poor because he's going around on everyone's behalf. If he endures that, he's cleared his own slate, and therefore he's saving himself and his Dairi Dairis from having to come out to Tzedakah.